This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia appears to be stepping up its death and destruction campaign in Ukraine. Over 1 million refugees have now fled the invaded country. Member of Parliament of the United Kingdom, Damian Hines, on Sky News Thursday morning.
These families, mothers, children who have had these extraordinary difficult journeys in the most horrible circumstances. And look, our country is absolutely stepping up to the plate, as other friends and neighbours across Europe are doing, to make sure that in this time of their greatest need, we are there for the Ukrainian people.
The International Paralympic Committee announced Thursday it will block athletes from Russia and Belarus from the Beijing 2022 Paralympic Games due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The games start Friday. The January 6th Select Committee says it has evidence former President Trump may have engaged in criminal acts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is the first time a potential criminal case against Trump has been announced. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates on the money banks pay for their money.
And even higher interest rates are on the way, as Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter point increase in the Federal Reserve's benchmark short-term interest rate rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed Chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Reuters is reporting Chinese and Russian cooperation includes when to start the war in Ukraine. China urged Russia to delay the invasion of Ukraine until the conclusion of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Senior Chinese officials made the request in early February after Washington informed Beijing of the Russian troop buildup. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
How much financial support is China going to give Russia now that the partial sanctions by Western countries are damaging the Kremlin's economy? Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Newsmax wants all sanctions on Russia included so we can see how the communists will react.
One of the things that we wanted to do, and one of the reasons I have my sense of the Senate resolution on pulling Russia out of SWIFT completely, all transactions, all their institutions, including energy, is because we need to find out how much China is going to back Russia in this endeavor. Are they going to soft land them? Are they going to process their financial transactions? Are they going to become the largest consumer of Russian oil? So being able to gauge that, to kind of put a floor to know how closely aligned they have decided to be in this endeavor to fight the West and the free world and the United States, that is one of the questions we're trying to get and trying to gauge that.
Scientists in Canada have reported they found a potential human case of COVID-19 that could be traced back to a strain of virus found in deer, indicating that deer-to-human transmission has occurred. The evidence, which has yet to be peer-reviewed, was recently posted by the scholarly record BioArchive. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's quite humbling when you realize that you're surrounded by so many brilliant women whose perspective and intellect, with all that's happening in our world and in our country especially, is like I said, it's humbling and it's awesome, and I'm so grateful that this platform allows for this kind of opportunity for all of us to get beyond the 8-second sound bites to bring, you know, people, male and female, of quality intellect to come on the show to increase your knowledge, because that's where the power rests, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot choose to be ignorant, because with ignorance you lose your power. And this is what is becoming quite obvious, and this is why we're being bombarded with all these lies from the mainstream media. You see what's happening in our educational system, how our kids are being dumbed down. This is all at an incredible expense, and especially at a time as the danger continues to heat up and amass itself. We cannot be stupid at this time and season. I mean, now more than ever. You know, we need to, as, you know, John Whitehead is fond of saying, it is knowledge that precedes action. And my axiom to that is that it's the right knowledge preceding the right action. Megan Barth is with us. She's the founder and proprietor of BringinBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, and she's here to talk about, you know, everything Ukraine, Vladimir Putin. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about CPAC as well. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, doing well. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific, like you. Heart's very heavy, you know, towards what we're seeing in Ukraine, what Vladimir Putin has done. You know, Joe Biden said, you know, he chose this war, right? I mean, this is not by accident. I'd shared with another expert, you know, who's a Russian expert. She's brilliant. And just said, this is a man with a plan. And it just seems like we don't understand this. I don't get that.
Yeah, I think we all don't really understand or get it. But when there is a vacuum of weakness, this is what happens when you know, dictators and others fill that vacuum in order to accumulate more power. And I don't think that we should be so naive to believe that Vladimir Putin just wants a piece of Ukraine. He wants all of Ukraine. He already took a piece of Ukraine under Obama, Crimea. And I don't think we should also be naive to believe that it's just Ukraine.
No, not at all. Well, yeah. No, there's a grander plan there. I mean, Dr. Borshchikaya in her book about Putin and his war in Syria, this is, you know, it's much further than that. This is just part of the puzzle because, you know, just as he, when he moved into Syria after, you know, Donald Trump and the Americans decided, look, it's just a, you know, this is just a bunch of crazy. Why are we expending any, you know, treasure and American lives on Syria? And we left a void. And just like you said to your point, hey, Vladimir Putin was more than happy to come in because this gave him a foothold into the Middle East. So when you start looking at these puzzle pieces beyond Ukraine, you're going, oh, okay. We are forewarned and need to be aware here. There's danger, Will Robinson, I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. And those that underestimate Putin do so at their own peril. Mm-hmm. Macron just made a statement, and I was on another show last week, and I said, well, really, who's going to come to the Ukrainians' aid? France? I mean, was there the military? No. You know, the U.S., unfortunately, I have to say this, but the U.S. used to be a superpower. Mm-hmm. And now we have basically a super idiot as commander-in-chief, and he has basically taken us off of the world stage, regarded with high respect and as a superpower, and has disarmed us, not both just physically, but across the globe, as far as disarmed us, as far as, you know, our economy. You know, he's digging into the reserve barrels of oil in order to bring down gas prices, and he's talking about doing that again.
But that's crumbs, though. But people don't understand. That's crumbs. That's 3 days worth of oil. Are you kidding me? Come on. I mean, let's get real here. You know, but yet he puts it out there, and my Democratic friends think, well, he's opening the reserve. Boy, that's a couple of drips out of the spigot. You know, come on. This is not what this is about. I mean, right now, it is energy is leverage. Oil is leverage right now. Oil matters. And we've decided, you know, or the president has decided that we are to be a non-player. And look what happens. I mean, just to your point, I mean, we have we've stepped back and we have made vulnerable all our allies. And we go back to what Marco Rubio said in the 2016 campaign. He says this was relevant to Barack Obama. But it's the condition of America, because now we've got Barack Obama part three with Joe Biden. And that is where our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us.
Right, exactly. And back to the oil reserves. The oil reserves aren't used as an economic band-aid. That's not the design of the oil reserves.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that's what exactly Biden and Pete Buttigieg and others in his administration are doing. They're trying to band-aid together an economy that they have basically destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete Buttigieg actually just said the other day, if you can believe this, and this is on BreitbartNews.com this morning, that they're not, you know, they asked if they're going to reverse their decision on the Keystone Pipeline and domestic energy production, et cetera, and development. He says we're not looking for permanent solutions to a temporary problem. And he called Ukraine temporary. This is the type, you know, unfortunately, he came back from maternity leave because now we have to deal with his idiotic decisions. And so the American people are actually looking for permanent solutions to our temporary problem, which is Joe Biden.
Well, but this is what you get when you got temporary leadership. If you want to give them
right.
the benefit of the doubt and call it leadership, it's more followership. It's not leadership. And this is endemic of his entire administration. I mean, I find it quite rich and ironic at the end of the day, Megan, is the very people that created this mess in Ukraine. I mean, let's rewind, you know, at least a decade here. And the people that participated in this mess are the very people that are in charge right now. I mean, it's almost like they're getting a do-over, but out of it, I don't see any enlightenment. It's not, you know, I'm not seeing any intellect coming out of that and saying, wow, we really messed up and I can see where we messed up and this is what we need to do going forward. Oh no, let's just double down and let's just, you know, stay on the same stupid course and strategy that got us in this mess to begin with. You see, and the American people are starting to understand this. But again, you've got to understand it to the point that Elections matter. Your vote matters. This is why it is so important that we make sure that every vote, every legitimate vote counts, so that we don't find ourselves with this level of incompetence, you know, putting America into the ditch along with our allies.
Well, and that's why we have to ask ourselves, what type of virus are they going to come up with for the midterm election, which is predicted to be a red wave, and that's the last thing that the Democrats will allow.
Stay tuned for details. More from Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, with a little bit of an attitude, just what you like to hear from us. Thank you for putting up with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, is with us. Megan, what was your takeaway, you know, from the speech? I was kind of shocked. I had to really do some, you know, fact-checking on this because one of the Democratic pundits had made a kind of drop your mic statement the other day, saying that that 80% of the people approved of Biden's State of the Union. And what State of the Union did you watch? I can't figure that 80%. And of course, this was a CBS poll. I think it was 78%. And so, so they had rounded it up, but 78%. And then CBS had to admit, in the next sentence that, of course, you have to remember the only people, you know, most of the people that watch the State of the Union are the people of the party. So you're going to get that kind of number, you know. So, okay, well, thanks for clarifying. And why did you even bother to say that 80% of the people would approve of his speech when you know that it was mostly Democrats that were being, being polled here?
Yeah, well, much like I view the whole entire Biden presidency, I viewed the State of the Union, and no, I didn't watch it. I read the transcript, but it was just a bunch of hallowed words that meant absolutely nothing. And basically my takeaway was, a typical Democrat, let me spend your money speech. Isn't it great?
Right.
To fix the problems that I created.
Mm-hmm. Well, he kind of plagiarized again. Not that this president's ever been known for plagiarizing, but he plagiarized Republican talking points. That's why there was no substance. He doesn't know. He doesn't even relate to conservative values. He spouts them off, and all of a sudden, I mean, even to the point that he talks about funding the police here. All this time they've been talking about for the last almost 3 years about defunding police, and you've got a vice president sitting behind him that has participated in her own one-woman mission on bail reform, and and now all of a sudden it's like, oh no, it's fund the police. So they're going to try to convince the people that funding the police has always been their mantra, right?
Well, yeah, they're hoping that their low information voters, you know, gobble this up and clap like seals, which I guess they did, as you stated, 80% of them do. But everyone can see through the veneer. Mm-hmm. Any clear-minded thing, you know, clear-minded person can see, and common sense thinking person can see. One of the things that he had said is that, you know, he wants things, you know, made in America. Geez, where did I hear that before? Oh, Donald Trump.
Oh, that was nationalistic. That's going to cause all kinds. That's going to cause a world war, right? Exactly.
Exactly. And so, you know, they can be nationalistic, and it's patriotic. If we're nationalistic, we're Nazis. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to my next point. He was talking about we must stop, and I'm paraphrasing here, but we must stop as looking at the other Americans or Americans as enemies that don't believe like us. Oh, really? Well, you just called us domestic terrorists last week.
Right.
You're holding a whole slew of Americans that were protesting the fraudulent election in solitary confinement in D.C., right down the street from the Capitol. And the rhetoric continues of this highly divisive presidency. I mean, they were calling us Nazis and domestic terrorists. And my answer to that unity speech was pound sand.
Exactly. Real quick, let me interrupt you because you brought up, you know, the people that are unjustly, I believe, in my humble opinion, incarcerated there at the D.C. jail. I don't know if you saw this news report. You got a 35-year-old young man who committed suicide. He was incarcerated. He was due to be sentenced. And his parents said that he just died. He died of a broken heart. And I don't know if it was just that he committed suicide, because I didn't get all the detail. I said suicide, so I may be wrong, so stand for corrected. But that he died suddenly. It could have been a heart attack, could have been committed suicide, but I kind of gathered that it was something that he had done to himself. But sadly, that he had just died of a broken heart. This is a young man, 35 years old, who believed in the American dream. I believe he was a veteran, and he, went to D.C. to exercise his civil right and duty. That's it. I mean, he didn't go with a gun. He didn't, he was just there and participated in January 6th. He did go in the building, but what he did was nothing, and was, of course, you got to know the prosecutors. You're going to be in jail for 20 years and scare the holy what have you out of this young man and the whole deal, and all the other people who were similarly arrested with similar sentences or similar indictments were, they got less than a year. But this young man, he just, I guess, was overwhelmed. And this was done at the hands of the Justice Department. And there's crickets here, Megan. Crickets. I mean, this is heartbreaking when you think that a fellow American cannot exercise their civic right and duty and, be thrown into jail, and he dies of a broken heart.
Well, actually, he died of suicide. And so the report that you're looking for is on the, I believe it's the WashingtonExaminer.com, and it'll be in my newsletter this week.
Good.
I heard those reports from Julia Kelly of American Greatness, and
right.
Started looking for the corroborating evidence and found an article, the only article I could find, in Washington Examiner. And the reason why he committed suicide, or one of the reasons, is because the Justice Department, again, delayed his trial.
Mm-hmm.
And they delayed his trial until April, so he had completely lost hope, according to his parents, and had a broken heart. This also happened to Brandon Strzok. And if you haven't watched the interview with Brandon Strzok, who was also arrested, placed in solitary confinement, however, he has remained outside of D.C., they delayed his trial 5 times. And which means that he couldn't work. He couldn't really leave the state. All of his financial resources were stripped from him, banking, online banking. Most of his social media, without the exception of his Twitter, was stripped from him, his YouTube, et cetera. But the interview with Mark Levin of Brandon Strzok is quite eye-opening, and it gives kind of the firsthand details of how these federal prosecutors are not only singularly punishing these and bringing charges against these folks that were on January 6th, but they continue to delay and delay and delay and delay, looking for more evidence or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, the 35-year-old young man that committed suicide, he was not armed, but he was let in the building by the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave you the firsthand witness account that I had, and I saw the police open the doors. And granted, I was beyond the secured perimeter. I was mm-hmm. back in the grassy area of the Capitol
right.
where we had a permitted event. But nonetheless, I was able to watch, many people with flagpoles, backpacks, helmets, masks, et cetera, freely enter the Capitol. Due to the invitation of the Capitol Police. And by invitation, I mean they open the doors and they open the gates.
Yeah.
And so some people unwittingly, if you someone opens the door for you, what do? You walk in.
Exactly. Right.
And so this is the crime that this young kid was being punished with, was basically mere trespassing, and he was indefinitely detained. He was put in solitary confinement, and then he was indefinitely prosecuted with really no end in sight. This isn't, you have a right to a fair and speedy trial. Nothing has been fair or speedy about this prosecutorial misconduct
mm-hmm.
committed by the federal government.
Yeah, they broke this young man. And
yes,
and that's what they're really.
War did not break this young man.
No.
War did not break this young man. He was a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
They broke this young man.
Now, this is where we are in America today. This is our own government institutions, our Department of Justice doing this to fellow Americans in violation, in stark violation, Megan Barth, of our U.S. Constitution to the right to a speedy trial, right?
Yeah, well, communists don't follow the Constitution. Communists destroy the Constitution.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you got to wake up to this. This is happening in our country today, and it's much more insidious than you could even imagine. Megan Barth has been our guest. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, as always, safe travels. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Take care. You got it.
You too.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia appears to be stepping up its death and destruction campaign in Ukraine. Over 1 million refugees have now fled the invaded country. Member of Parliament of the United Kingdom, Damian Hines, on Sky News Thursday morning.
These families, mothers, children who have had these extraordinary difficult journeys in the most horrible circumstances. And look, our country is absolutely stepping up to the plate, as other friends and neighbours across Europe are doing, to make sure that in this time of their greatest need, we are there for the Ukrainian people.
The International Paralympic Committee announced Thursday it will block athletes from Russia and Belarus from the Beijing 2022 Paralympic Games due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The games start Friday. The January 6th Select Committee says it has evidence former President Trump may have engaged in criminal acts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is the first time a potential criminal case against Trump has been announced. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Saves Week is in full swing, and Bank of America is encouraging people around the country to make a commitment to save at AmericaSavesWeek.org. According to a recent B of A survey, nearly 40% of Americans resolved to build up their savings this year. Now is the moment, and there's never been a better time to examine your savings behavior and commit to a healthy financial future. Here to tell us more about it is Aaron McCullen, Bank of America, Head of Deposit Products. Aaron, welcome. Good to have you with us. Break it down for us. Help us in opening up a savings account, whether it's for the first time or the fifth time. How easy is it?
Hey, Bill, thanks so much for having me. And what I would tell you is we know that Americans are wanting to save. You mentioned the stat at the beginning that over 40% of Americans say that they want to start savings for a goal, and a goal could be short-term or long-term. And the first thing folks should do is just open up a dedicated savings account. And, of course, start adding money to it consistently. Build out that habit. And no amount of money is too small. Right. You can start slow if you need to. So this week is all about helping clients understand that and working with AmericaSaves.org.
Well, we have this survey number. It says nearly 40%. Is inflation and also our concern about COVID, is this having any impact on America's prioritizing savings?
You know, I would tell you that savings is still a priority for most Americans. And, you know, some may argue it may even be more important now because the economic environment is ever-changing, as you know and I know. So starting out and having that emergency fund so you can, you know, pay for new tires on your car or when your wash machine breaks is absolutely a great start.
Erin, what tips would you recommend for someone who's just starting to save?
Yeah, so in addition to opening up that dedicated savings account, right, and starting to build the habit of adding funds consistently, what I would also tell folks is to go ahead and save automatically. So pay yourself first. Set aside money from your paycheck. And again, no amount is too small, but have it automatically moved to that new account.
Well, as the data tells us, people in their heart have a desire to save, but we have to be intentional about it. And as you say, it just starts with a process. You know, as I tell my kids all the time, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run, right? So even if, you know, the number of saving, you know, may not be the number that you want to end up with, but it all starts with a dollar, as simple as just even being intentional about opening a savings account, right?
That's absolutely right. Every little bit helps. And I mean, here at Bank of America, we have a program called Keep the Change, which will automatically round your debit card purchases up to the nearest dollar amount and move it over to your savings account. So you don't even need to manually do it. We'll go ahead and do it for you automatically.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up because Keep the Change is incredible. I mean, it blows you away when you realize how much money you've saved in just rounding up on everyday purchases, right?
Yeah, I mean, talk about paying yourself first, right?
Yes, exactly.
Those small amounts that absolutely add up. Over time. And it's a great way to get started and to continue to save.
Well, we're talking with Erin McCullen, head of deposit products at Bank of America. She leads a team that delivers everyday banking and saving solutions to more than 45 million clients. That is a heavy carrying weight and a big job and responsibility, Erin. And I appreciate you taking the time to tell us more about what the people can do, what tools are available to make savings a bit easier.
Yeah, there are a number of resources, and I would say, you know, your bank is here to help. Here at Bank of America, we have over 4,200 financial centers. We have financial specialists there that can help you develop financial security. There's online education at bettermoneyhabits.com. That's a free website that provides a wealth of information about savings, as well as really budgeting and developing financial habits. So, you know, we're really excited to be able to tell your listeners about it.
Well, congratulations to Bank of America and your team for America Saves Week, a great idea and concept here to get people involved. So how can they get involved? What's their first step to be a part of America Saves Week?
Sure. So I said open up that account, right? But challenge yourself this week, I think, is not only to be aware of what your savings plan is today, if you have one, or create a new one. Develop a budget. That is absolutely necessary in order to start saving, so you know how much money you have available at the end of every pay period or the end of every month. So I would just ask your listeners to go ahead today and commit to yourself that you're going to start living a healthier financial life.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, you know, due to the ongoing pandemic, we're continuing to see considerable disruptions to the labor market. Early on, we saw lots of turmoil as many employees either lost their jobs, had their hours reduced, or were furloughed. Others with stable careers took the time to self-reflect on their career and life goals and decided what was most important to them. For some, that meant taking a leap of faith and starting their own business. Besides applying for a new business application, one of the biggest obstacles can be knowing where to start. Well, Maggie Ferrance is with us. She's with the nation's number one SBA lender, and we're going to talk about the opportunities that exist for small businesses today, including support and funding for startups, especially for minority business owners. Maggie, good to be talking with you. I appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, we're seeing considerable disruptions to the labor market because of this pandemic. Why are we seeing an increase in new small businesses? I think I hinted on it a little bit, but go ahead and unwrap that a little bit more if you would.
Oh, I think those two things go hand in hand. What we're seeing is that really during the pandemic, you know, there was these municipal shutdowns. You couldn't go out on a Friday night. people were definitely, I'm going to say, alone with their thoughts and more self-reflective, thinking about what's most important. And during that time was really that period of self-reflection of, do I feel fulfilled in my 9-to-5 job? Am I doing something I'm passionate about? Is it getting me to my personal or our family goals? And part of that is now driving this record number of new small business applications where people are saying, I want to be my own boss. I want to really be, I want to bring that passion that I'm really focused on to my world every single day and provide a product or a service in my local economy. And that's led to 35% increase in record number of small business applicants in this nation coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah, there is some good signs as a result of COVID-19. As you say, it has affected the nation's small businesses, and with this kind of increase, it's a reason for optimism, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's a reason for optimism, and frankly, it's a responsibility for so much of us to be prepared to catch them and help them prepare and help them get into place. You know, one stat I love sharing with everybody, 67 cents out of every dollar that is spent at a small business stays in the local economy. Wow. So, you know, it's a mutually inclusive benefit for all of us to invest in small business and make sure that they succeed. 2 out of every 3 new jobs is coming from these new businesses.
Wow, that's incredible. Maggie, share some successful ways small businesses have been able to pivot to stay afloat.
And that's a great question, because we've seen some just ingenuity out of small businesses over the last couple of years, unlike anything before. I mean, think about your average restaurant or your grocery store, you know, the creation of curbside pickup, delivery services, you know, call ahead and it's waiting for you. Digital adoption has been big, you know, use of social media, things that are quote unquote free for so many small businesses that previously they may have looked to a marketing expense. You know, the ability to work with partner marketing firms, networking across their local economies, you know, sharing delivery services. You know, you can pick up your food and get goods at a local store. So the ability to actually pivot through the pandemic is now leading to a new normal. It's going to be really interesting to see how many of these best practices and things that we as consumers have come to love are now carried into the next couple of years, you know, even though we're coming out of this pandemic period.
Well, we see that new business applications are increasing while we're seeing a high percentage of minority-owned businesses decreasing. Can you share resources that are available for minority-owned businesses and startups?
Yeah, one of the statistics that we really want to reverse, you know, coming out of COVID, we saw as much as over 40% of Black-owned businesses close for good. And really, unfortunately, it was a scenario where, you know, either the liquidity or the access to the ability to get a PPP loan just frankly wasn't there. And as we come out of that period, you know, I mentioned 67 cents of every dollar is going back into the local economies. The ability to get an increase in applications of you know, minority, Black, Hispanic, women-owned small businesses in our local economies is extremely important now more than ever as we look to really, you know, stop the supply chain disruption, create domestic opportunities, you know, by bringing things local again.
Maggie, as we wrap things up, can you tell people where they can go for more information, please?
Yeah, I'd love to see you check out Huntington.com, keyword small business.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. It's also great to have the one and only Dr. Ted Baer. Yes, because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, and next week it's going to be all about Nashville, so what are you going
exactly.
to say about that?
I know, exactly. Well,
we're going to be there.
Yes, we're looking forward. Looking forward to being there and to be with the brotherhood and the sisterhood, you know, all, you know, telling stories and, talking about how, God continues to operate in our lives. We're going to be really excited for that.
Amen. And I look forward to seeing you in the press section.
Always, always, exactly. Well, Ted, let's talk about, a movie review, Desperate Hour. What can you tell us about this one?
Desperate Hour. Naomi Watts is a great actress, so she does a pretty good job with this one. It's about a woman who gets a call while she's running that her teenage son is a school shooter and her son is being held captive. So she races to get back to the school. She finds through the school records the shooter's name and gets his phone number and talks to him and tries to talk him down from, you know, killing her son. So it's a powerful movie. It's extremely, but it takes place with her running most of the time. So it's not the action adventure film that Batman's going to be, which we can't release until tomorrow. But it's going to be darker than ever. So we can't release that release. But anyway,
right.
But you know, this is a good movie, and it's a movie to last the problems that a mother has protecting her son, and it's a movie with a tremendous heart and soul, so it's very good.
Well, and things like this, interesting title, Desperate Hour, when you have situations like this, it can be measured in minutes, if not seconds, when you have a shooter on a campus, a potential school shooting taking place. Boy, it can add to the intensity and the stress of the whole situation here. So, interesting title, The Desperate Hour, but that's probably one of the longest hours that anybody could ever want to go through, right?
Absolutely, and that's what drives the Jeopardy, and the Jeopardy drives the movie, even with the scenes of running through beautiful forests. So, yep, the Jeopardy can
hit. That's it. Yep, exactly. Tell us about Break Every Chain.
Break Every Chain is actually a 4-star movie. It's a very well-done movie. It's based on a true story about a West Virginia police officer, and he gets shocked by what he sees. When he's married his childhood sweetheart, and he, instead of going home by all the shock of being a first responder, he starts getting drunk, and he starts going off the deep end. So the whole movie is about him coming back to Christ, coming back to his family, learning forgiveness, and ultimately redemption. So it's a very powerful Christian movie. It stars Dean Cain, who does powerful Christian movies ever since he left doing Young Superman. So it's a good movie.
Well, we're hearing a lot. PTSD seems to be involved in a lot of movies these days.
Well, it has to be, because you needed somebody to be the villain, and PTSD is a great villain. It's a great. There are only 4 basic plots. I teach this, Bill, so I teach filmmaking, and some of my students have gone on to be the head of a division of a studio. The other ones have made great films, and if I look at the films coming out, a lot of the Christian films involve people that we've taught. But there are only 4 basic plots: man against man against himself, man against the other, like Alien, and so man against the 4 nature itself. So here in both of these, you're fighting against yourself. You're fighting against your limitations, your weaknesses, and that's what Hamlet is all about, which is now up for an Academy Award. That's what some of the great Marvel movies are fighting against yourself. In fact, the Doc Ock movie and everything is his by fighting against himself, not a fighting against Doc Ock.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you always have to have that antagonist in the role, right? I mean, you got to have that dynamic friction that holds your attention and that gets us to the end to hopefully experience some redemption, right?
Well, the problem is that it's harder and harder in a world of diversity to have an antagonist. Now we can go back to hating Russia. So this has made life easy. Putin's just provided the ability to construct all sorts of it. James Bond can go off to fighting Russia again. This is great news, at least for the movie industry, but for everybody else it's not. I mean, there are very few people that you can make in the world villains. I mean, are you going to make African-American villain? You're going to make, who are you going to make the villains in your movies? You make white villains, well, then you're losing a lot of your audience. So there has to be a villain. So man versus himself is a powerful story. That's why Hamlet is such a powerful story. And it's one of the things that can drive a movie without having a strong villain.
Right. We'll have maybe it's a need for the rise of aliens or some other object of our disinfection, right?
Yeah, we hate aliens.
Exactly.
and basically because all aliens look like spiders and people hate spiders. And if Quiet Place, I'm always amazed that you look at any movie out there, Lost in Space, the aliens are always a bunch of spider-type creatures, and it seems like they've got very little intelligence. All they want to do is eat.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and be annoying. Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you trying to do?
If you fed them, they wouldn't be such a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's the problem with Putin. He just hasn't been fed enough. And that's a, but that's a sidebar. Speaking of another sidebar, is this has to do with the tentacles of the communist Chinese. And you write that it maintains a stronghold on movie censorship, just like what we're talking about, right?
Well, Chinese were investing a lot in American movies for a long time. And I'm talking to the man today, interviewing him, who produced Dune, which is one of my favorite movies. But their company, division of Warner Brothers Legendary Pictures, was being funded to hundreds of millions of dollars by the Chinese. Mm-hmm. And their movies, Godzilla and King Kong and others, were heavily populated with Chinese. And the Chinese were controlling pretty much the message. Mm-hmm. There are many people who are about a year behind. They think the Chinese have withdrawn from Hollywood, except for the fact that Hollywood used to make its budget back in China when it couldn't make it back in America or anyplace else. So you have a tremendous problem. We got addicted to the Chinese box office, which is gigantic, mm-hmm. Because the number of Chinese is gigantic. And now they've limited us, and the Chinese are making movies where America is the villain. So if you want to know what the future of he and China and everything is, and one of my sons studied at Chinese University, with America the villain, they're making America the villain in the movies, and they're plotting to go forward on Taiwan. And we all know this, except for people in the government.
Yeah, I think the government, the people in government kind of know it, too. They're just crossing their fingers. That's their idea of how to handle this problem is, you know, you just see how it plays itself out, and then you find yourself in a reactive mode, kind of like where we are right now between Ukraine and Russia.
There are two basic lines here. There are two basic, you know, problems with viewing the world. Christians have a worldview that is real. People are sinners. They sinned. They're natural-born sinners. There's nothing unique about Putin's sinfulness. He's greedy. He's sinners. He wants to go back and establish the Soviet Empire. Ukraine was the beginning of Russia. He's got all of these things that I'm reading Livy on the history of Rome and Plutarch, and I read about Marius, and Marius got, you know, kicked out of Rome, so he came back with a liberation army and killed all of his best friends. So this has been going on for what? Ever since Cain and Abel.
The history of man. Yes, exactly. Right.
But liberals generally, because I used to be one, see man as good. Mm-hmm. And what could have happened that this guy Putin has ended up in this direction, and people are really good, and she must be good underneath it all. And that's, unfortunately, when we live according to that, like Chamberlain, that's another article of art. You don't learn from history.
Yes.
Chamberlain thought he could make friends with Adolf Hitler. Mm-hmm. He came back from Munich and he said, you know, we're going to have peace in our time. He was a classic liberal. He thought everything was going to go okay if you're nice. Really, be nice to him. It's like the guy who lived with the polar bears and then finally after 3 years they ate him.
Yeah, they get hungry.
I mean, really.
Right, come on.
He didn't realize that they were going to do that, so... You know, people don't learn from history, and I mentioned that in another article that one of the great professors says, gives the 9 rules of history, and the first rule is so funny, is that people don't learn from history. Imagine, because you tell your children not to do something, and then the next day they do it.
Right. Exactly.
Did they learn? Mm-hmm. Did they learn?
Yeah. So, sometimes they have to fall off the roof and hit the ground and realize the law of gravity is still in play. But sadly, you're exactly right. This is what concerns me about the way we're approaching history, because the liberals are in charge and they're controlling the narrative. It's no longer an objective analysis of what's happening. And I feel for the generations to come when they deal with a pandemic and they look back in this area of time and see how we mishandled COVID, and they're going to try to, you know, square up a round circle and wonder what the heck, you know, we were thinking and the way we mishandled this whole pandemic. Just speaking of one thing, not mentioning what's happening in Ukraine and Russia. But, hey, we'll set that aside for now, and I'll look forward to getting together with you next week with the Cats in Nashville there, Dr. Ted.
Have a great day.
You got it.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Juice.